Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Talk, The Science of Conversation and the Art of Being Ourselves, by Alison Wood Brooks, explores why everyday conversations so often feel harder than they should, and how to get better at them without becoming fake or scripted. Drawing on behavioral science and research on social interaction, the book frames conversation as a skill that can be learned, practiced, and improved in practical, measurable ways. Brooks focuses on the real moments people care about, meeting someone new, navigating awkward silences, asking good questions, managing emotions, and leaving others feeling understood. Rather than treating charisma as a rare gift, the book emphasizes small, repeatable behaviors that change the quality of connection. It also highlights the tension many people feel between trying to say the right thing and trying to be authentic, offering ways to show up as yourself while still being strategic. The result is a research-informed guide to communicating with more ease, warmth, and confidence at work, at home, and in unfamiliar social settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conversation as a learnable skill, not a personality trait. A core idea in the book is that strong conversationalists are often made, not born. Instead of treating social ease as a fixed trait like extroversion, Brooks presents conversation as a set of behaviors that can be practiced and refined. This perspective reduces shame and helplessness for people who think they are just bad at talking, while also giving ambitious communicators a roadmap for improvement. The book emphasizes that outcomes like connection, trust, and influence are not purely products of charm. They are shaped by choices such as how you start, how you listen, and how you respond under pressure. Framing conversation as a skill also encourages deliberate practice. You can experiment with different openings, question styles, or ways of validating someone and then notice what changes. The approach is practical because it breaks a fuzzy goal like be more social into observable actions. It also helps in professional settings where communication is a performance metric, such as interviewing, selling, leading, or collaborating. By shifting attention from self-judgment to skill building, the reader is invited to adopt a calmer mindset, focus on specific improvements, and build confidence through repetition rather than hoping for spontaneous social brilliance. Secondly, starting strong and managing first impressions, Brooks highlights how the earliest moments of a conversation can set the tone for everything that follows. Many people overthink openings, default to generic small talk, or hesitate long enough to create awkwardness. The book treats beginnings as a design problem. You want to reduce uncertainty, signal friendliness, and quickly find shared footing. It explores why a simple greeting is not always enough, and why the best openings often include a clear orientation, a reason for reaching out, or a prompt that invites more than a one-word response. The topic also covers situational awareness. Different contexts require different starts, from a workplace chat, to a networking event, to a sensitive family discussion. Another important point is that first impressions are shaped not only by what you say, but also by how you make others feel. Warmth, curiosity, and attentiveness can compensate for imperfect phrasing. The book encourages readers to focus on making it easy for the other person to engage by offering specificity and a direction for the exchange. Strong starts are not about performing a persona. They are about lowering friction so real connection has room to emerge. Thirdly, asking better questions and creating real engagement. A major driver of good conversation is the quality of questions. Brooks examines why many discussions stall. People ask overly broad questions, shift focus back to themselves too quickly, or treat questions as a checklist rather than a bridge. The book argues that effective questions do two things at once. They show genuine interest, and they shape the conversation toward depth. Follow-ups matter because they communicate that you are listening and that the other person is worth the extra attention. This topic also addresses balance. If you only ask questions, you can sound like an interviewer. If you only share, you can sound self-centered. The best exchanges create a rhythm between inquiry and revealing, where each response becomes material for the next step. Brooks also points to the importance of choosing prompts that fit the moment. Some situations call for lightness and play, while others invite reflection. The reader is encouraged to use curiosity as a tool, not a mask, and to notice which questions produce energy versus which create pressure. Over time, improving question craft helps in friendships, dating, leadership, and teamwork because it reliably produces clarity, understanding, and a sense of being valued. Fourthly, handling awkwardness, silence, and missteps with grace. Even skilled communicators face awkward pauses, misunderstood comments, and emotional spikes. Brooks treats these moments as normal features of conversation rather than signs of failure. The book explores why silence can feel threatening, how people misread pauses as rejection, and how anxiety can lead to over-talking or abrupt topic changes. By normalizing discomfort, the reader gains permission to slow down and respond deliberately. This topic also covers repair strategies. When you sense a misstep, you can acknowledge it, clarify intent, or invite the other person to share their perspective. Small repairs prevent minor friction from turning into lasting distance. Another emphasis is emotional regulation. Conversations can trigger defensiveness, embarrassment, or irritation, especially when stakes are high. Learning to name the moment internally, keep your tone steady, and stay curious makes it easier to maintain connection while still protecting boundaries. The book encourages readers to view awkwardness as information. It can reveal mismatched assumptions, unclear goals, or unspoken feelings. With practice, you can treat a tense moment as a pivot point that deepens trust. The result is not perfect smoothness, but greater resilience and a capacity to keep talking when it matters. Lastly, authenticity and strategy, being ourselves without being unprepared. The subtitle signals a central tension. People want to be authentic, yet they also want conversations to go well. Brooks argues that preparation and intentional techniques do not have to make you fake. Instead, strategy can create the conditions where your real personality and values come through more clearly. This topic explores how authenticity is often misunderstood as speaking without filters or improvising everything in the moment. In practice, being yourself can mean knowing what you care about, communicating it in ways others can receive, and choosing behaviors that align with your goals. The book encourages readers to clarify their conversational aims, such as building rapport, resolving conflict, or learning something specific, and then to select tools that support those aims. It also highlights that authenticity is relational. You are yourself with an audience, and different contexts call for different expressions of the same core self. That is not hypocrisy, it is social intelligence. By integrating scientific insights with self-awareness, readers can become more intentional without becoming performative. The promise is a style of communication that feels natural, reflects personal identity, and still improves outcomes in work and relationships. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want to communicate more confidently in everyday life, including professionals who rely on collaboration, managers and leaders, students entering new social environments, and anyone who feels socially anxious or stuck in repetitive small talk. It also fits people who value authenticity, but suspect that better conversations require more than just being spontaneous. The benefit is practical and immediate. Improving how you begin, listen, ask, and repair can strengthen relationships, reduce misunderstandings, and make social situations less straining. Over time, these skills can affect career momentum, friendship depth, and family harmony because conversation is the medium through which trust and opportunity are built. Compared with many communication books that lean heavily on charisma myths or rigid scripts, Brooks emphasizes a research-informed approach that still respects individuality. The focus is on repeatable behaviors and realistic situations, not on becoming a different person. That makes the book worth buying for readers who want guidance grounded in behavioral science while still feeling humane and usable. You come away with a clearer understanding of why conversations fail and a toolkit for making them feel more natural, connected, and effective. If you would like to support Allison Wood Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.